Most of the Midwest will likely see some timely rainfall as temperatures trend cooler than usual over the coming week to 10 days, and that's likely to set the stage for a number of issues to arrive. Number one, the degree day accumulations will fall off from normal once again, and that'll raise some concerns since so much of the crop was planted late. But this isn't something that's going to fester into a long-term trend pattern. I think we will see warmer weather come on as we move forward into the middle to latter part of July. We may have other bouts of cooler weather, but we're also going to have some warmer conditions as well. Similar to what occurred in the past week, I think we'll do well with getting degree day accumulations back on track. But it'll probably be a good week to 10 days before we start seeing warming back across the region again. Now, today will still be fairly warm across a big part of the Midwest, and we'll likely see afternoon highs today still in the 80s across a big part of the region. 70-degree readings will start showing up across the Great Lakes region and the upper parts of the Mississippi River Basin tomorrow afternoon, while everybody else is in the 80s and temperatures near 90 in the far southwest. So we move out towards Saturday and Sunday, we'll likely see that cooler air overspread the rest of the Midwest, and highs by Sunday afternoon will be in the 70s throughout all of the Midwest. And we'll likely see the milder conditions staying with us through a big part of next week, although some moderation will occur in the cooler air. We'll likely see daily highs running mostly in the 70s and lower 80s throughout a big part of the work week next week. Low temperatures at night during these cooler days will be mostly in the 50s. There will be a few upper 40s in the far north. There will be also a few readings in the south that may get or stay above 60 degrees. Now, I do expect to see showers and some thunderstorms occur in quite a few areas across the Midwest over the next 10 days. The precipitation initially will be focused on the eastern part of the Midwest. And in this first week of the outlook, we might see a couple tenths of an inch to three quarters of an inch in Illinois, while areas further to the east will probably see amounts more like four tenths of an inch to an inch and a half, with some local amounts to 2 inches. Now, some of this precipitation will occur on a daily basis rather than all at once, and that will likely hinder some of the field work that may need to be done. But it will also allow for the moisture to soak into the soil rather slowly, and giving a long-term perspective for crops that will likely be favorable. We'll expect to see the second week of the two-week outlook focus rain on the plains and the western Corn Belt, perhaps. Some of the precipitation that's been advertised in the computer forecast model data today is probably overdone, and I don't think it'll be quite as wet as the models are suggesting for those areas. But nevertheless, there will be rain in those regions, and we ought to get to July 10th in a relatively good position with moisture at adequate to abundant levels across a big part of the Midwest. That is important since we can then probably make it out a good 2 weeks without any other precipitation, and that puts us at the beginning of reproduction for corn, and we'll still have some moisture to work with. That's assuming, of course, it doesn't rain during that period of time. The odds are very good that it will rain, at least periodically, so we'll probably be able to get into the first part of the pollination season in relatively good shape. The big question is, how will weather be in early August? Well, the temperatures here across the Midwest will be turning cooler in this first week, as I mentioned before, but the second week will be turning a little more seasonable again across the region. We should see a lot more 80-degree highs during that particular period of time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.